Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Genevieve Tan. Genevieve, welcome.
Thank you. Hi, I'm excited to be here.
Genevieve, you're a student at Ohio State, is that right?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. What's your major?
Biomedical engineering.
Whoa. And where are you from originally?
Northern Virginia, so outside of D.C.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And we're talking to Genevieve today. She's connected with St. Paul's Outreach, so they've broken into your life somehow.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, let's begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mm-hmm. Lord God, we thank you for this time with you today. We ask that you move our hearts in the direction they need to go according to your will. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, Genevieve, I spoke to Olivia, who's a missionary, Olivia Samper, mm-hmm. who's a missionary with St. Paul's Outreach at Ohio State. And it was her first, a recording with me, and then this is your first recording. That means we get to hear your conversion story. So maybe you could tell us your story, how you came to know the Lord.
Yes, yeah, of course. So growing up, I went to Catholic middle school, Catholic high school, and I was still participating, but I would say I probably was just moving through the actions of it. But I ended up choosing to go to Ohio State for the engineering program. And freshman year, again, I would say I was moving through the actions. For some reason, I kept going to Mass. No one really, asked me to. My parents weren't really go to Mass. But for some reason, I continued. But similarly to Olivia, I kind of had freshman year of party culture, not the best friends. It was more just friends out of convenience. And they happened to be, my roommates and my hallmates and stuff like that. And so it took me a while to realize, to wake up of the life I was living wasn't the best, but I just didn't have super authentic friends. They weren't building me up at all, and I didn't realize it until the spring semester of, I woke up one day, and I realized, I, don't feel good with these people. These people don't make me a better person. And so that spring semester, I met someone at the Newman Center, and she was talking to me, and she asked me to join a Bible study. And in high school, we didn't really do Bible studies because we were Catholic school is enough. So I was okay, I guess I'll go into your Bible study. And so, I started that, and I became close with one of the girls in my Bible study and my Bible study leader. And they invited me into their lives, and they just showed me what authentic sisterhood and friendship were, and they actually encouraged me to be the best version of myself. So that was happening simultaneously with me having these other bad friends, not living the best life. And I knew I wasn't really happy, but I hadn't tasted the fullness of a life of faith. And so I decided that I wanted to go back to Virginia and leave Ohio State. And so I applied to transfer. And so at the end of that year, I was I'm most likely not coming back. But on the off chance, I need to figure out rooming assignments and stuff. And so I ended up making plans to live with four other Catholic women in sophomore year. And so that summer, I ended up not getting into a Virginia school. And so I was okay, I guess I'm going back to Ohio State. And so sophomore year, it was kind of me taking baby steps into the faith of, I decided to live with these women, but I didn't really know what that meant. But living with them together, they really called me on and encouraged me to pray daily and to go to daily Mass and stuff like that. And so they're great role models to encourage me living a virtuous life.
Excellent.
Yeah.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me is Genevieve Tan. She's a student at Ohio State University whose life has been changed by Christ through the help of St. Paul's Outreach. Now, Genevieve, what we're going to do is start dissecting. You're an engineer, so we can start. we're going to push you a little harder.
Okay.
So there's something that struck me. It's actually something that Olivia also mentioned.
Okay.
But in your conversion story, so the people you were hanging out with, mm-hmm. the friends that you had picked up at campus, yeah. you know, that this is a common thread. And I kind of want to pick at that and see what's going on there. Yeah. I think, you know, one of the key things with Gen Zs and millennials, this is sort of my, you know, wonkish statistics on sociology, but, you know, is the idea of community
yeah.
is appeal, you know, appeal. And in many ways, how to develop a genuine relationship or not.
Mm-hmm.
So my first question is, were those people just bad friends, or was it the activities you think that you were doing with them that was, you know, the yeah. the bigger problem?
Yeah, I think it was a little of both. So I felt like as a freshman, like I came in and of course, like I wanted to make as many friends as I could. So I kind of just went along with what they wanted to do of like, mm-hmm. okay, like party this weekend. But actually I like that spring semester, I realized like I was always putting in the effort into those relationships. Like I was chasing after them because I wanted to like belong to something bigger than myself. But after like striving for stuff that they weren't reciprocating, I felt like just very alone. And I remember I would like call my mom so often, like because I thought I was homesick, mm-hmm. but actually like I was missing a support system in Ohio. And yeah, so I just wasn't being like appreciated as a person. It wasn't like an equal friendship.
Yeah. What beforehand, before you came to Ohio State and went into college, what was your primary kind of network of relationship? I mean, friends, family, no doubt.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm actually really close with my high school friends still. We had there's six of us, just women, and we all played soccer together. So that was how a lot of our time we spent playing soccer, but we also spent time outside of it. And those are like friendships I still keep in touch with because we still have like that faith background, even though we weren't participating actively mm-hmm. in it, like we still had that similar background that we came from.
Yeah. The friends that you initially met at Ohio State, were they Catholics or it was just sort of a mix of?
It was a mix. There's like Greek Orthodox, Christian, but nobody really like went to the services
yeah.
of whatever faith
yeah.
they had.
So, you encounter, you know, so that you see this need then, a need for genuine friendship, mm-hmm. genuine relationship, but also, you know, also a better life, it sounds like,
yeah.
too. It's not
yeah.
just, you know, good friends, but getting out of trouble, I guess,
yeah.
is the issue, too. So what are the qualities of friendship then that SPO kind of helped you to see are necessary to live this life,
yeah.
to live the good life?
I think one of the biggest things is like challenging each other in a loving way of like seeing like, oh, you're at the this low level. Maybe you're not having the right speech or you're complaining and stuff like that. Like people aren't afraid to call me on and like elevate me to a higher standard because we should as Christians be living for a higher ideal and just encouraging me, whether it's in my schoolwork of like this right now, this is your vocation as a student, like you should stay committed to your schoolwork, or calling me on to like pray each day of like, hey, did you pray yet? Or like, hey, did you, like, what are your plans to go to mass on Sunday and stuff like that?
The, it also seems to me, as you alluded to in your conversation about your initial friends is the idea that you had to do all the effort in mm-hmm. the relationship. And I think there's a beautiful thing. People who are inspired by the Holy Spirit think of other people and they kind of anticipate in the relationship. And of course, this is crucial for marriage. It's crucial for religious life, for the priesthood,
yeah.
but it's crucial for friendship too, that we kind of think about the other person and anticipate their needs.
Yeah, definitely. Sacrificial love is so evident. Last year I lived in a household with women. This year I'll be living there again. And just like doing the dishes. No one wants to do it, but like that's the smallest thing of service that like we can do for our sisters. And it means a lot.
And now this is your senior year.
Yes.
What are you going to do after you graduate?
That's a great question. I don't really know yet. I'm kind of keeping all the doors open, looking at engineering jobs, looking at scholarships to teach abroad, and also looking at potentially being an SVO missionary.
Ah, okay, so, excellent, yeah. Excellent. So this is going to be an eventful year then.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Well, excellent. What advice, as you know, now as a senior, would you give to someone who's going into college?
That's a great question. My sister is actually going to be a freshman.
Excellent. Is she coming to Ohio State? Or
no, she's not. She's staying in Virginia. Yeah. So I've actually been making her a little encouragement guide of like some tips to like when she goes to school. And I feel like for me, the first thing people always told me was to get involved, and definitely encouraging her to like get involved with her campus ministry, and like don't be afraid to like make friends like when you go to Mass or when you are in your classes, to like reach out to people and just like meet people. Yeah.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Genevieve. Yeah. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. We're going to end with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for SPO's presence in our diocese and for their work in Genevieve's life and in the lives of so many. We ask that the Lord bless all of the college students here in the diocese and throughout the world, that they may come to a deeper knowledge of Christ. We ask this through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And until next time, peace and all good.